Even though the Great Recession is over, the number of people struggling with hunger in Nevada remains high. About 400,000 people in the state don't have enough to eat. Reno Public Radio's On Gray meets up with the head of the Food Bank of Northern Nevada, Al Brislane, to tour their 63,000-square-foot warehouse.
So, Al, I'm standing in this large warehouse where there's pallets of lots of different types of foods, canned foods, bagged foods. Tell me more about the facility.
It's a great facility. You know, we're out here at USA Parkway. We have a lot of trucks, and we're able to bring in food and get it out quickly and efficiently and safely. Well, this is our freezer. It's 10 below. So if you want to go in there, be my guest.
But, it is pretty chilly.
You know, this is one of the wonderful things about this warehouse that we came into in 2008 is that we expanded our refrigeration capability exponentially. And it's allowed us to take a lot more fresh produce, a lot of frozen food that before we were having to turn down.
You get all the food here, but it's really a distribution center. You send the food out to different organizations.
Yes, and we're serving over 140 nonprofit organizations, and we deliver to most every one of them. So we're out in Winnemucca delivering. We're, you know, most of our food goes to the Reno Sparks area. We're also serving nonprofit organizations in Carson, Ely, Elko, Winnemucca, all of northern Nevada, and we serve the eastern slope of the Sierras. So we're serving organizations in the Tahoe area as well.
Tell me about the food insecurities people in Nevada are experiencing. How big is the issue, and what's the population affected?
A lot of people think that the recession's over, and for most of our neighbors, it probably is. But, you know, we went from serving around 60,000 people a month before the recession up to 140,000 people a month. Now we're back down to about 95,000, but that's still over a third more than before the recession. A lot of people are back in jobs, but they're low-paying jobs. Some people with two jobs. And, you know, we're also seeing with the graying of America, a lot more seniors in need of food.
But are we also talking about families and children here?
Absolutely. You know, what people call the working poor. I mean, there's a lot of people, especially with the rents increasing like they are. I mean, the housing boom, if you own a house in Reno, your value goes up, and that's really nice. But if you're renting a house, the market is such that people are seeing their rents increase by $100, $200 a month. And frankly, if it wasn't for the emergency food system that we supply, I don't know what those families would do.
The working poor that you mentioned before. What are some long-term solutions that could help their situation?
Well, you know, the solutions are jobs and well-paying jobs. And I mean, we're seeing some really good jobs coming into Reno, and that's great. But people that don't have a skill, if they're on the working end of a shovel, they're not making that much. And so if they got a couple kids or a single mom that's just working in a maybe part-time in a retail shop or something like that, the money that they have, oftentimes the ends don't meet. And at the end of the month, if it wasn't for us, a lot of those people would really be in bad shape. But the emergency food system helps tide people over.
Do you think that there's a stigma associated with some of the people that feel that they have to go and reach out for help? And what can we do to remove that problem?
That is a significant problem, especially amongst seniors. At the emergency food programs, you'll see a husband and wife with two kids, and the husband stays in the car while mom goes in to get the food because the husband's embarrassed. You see seniors that say, oh, I don't need that, when they're barely getting by and not eating good, nutritious food. So there is a stigma, and it's a shame because it really is a system that it's neighbors helping neighbors. People need to, you know, hopefully get over that. I will tell you, the stereotype that people have of who stands in line for that food, if they saw the families that are showing up each day, I think they'd realize that these are people that are just trying to get by. Many of them are facing challenges that would break either you or me.
Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts today.
Oh, thank you, An.
That was our reporter, An Gray, talking with Al Brislane, who heads up the Food Bank of Northern Nevada.